Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
You have 17 voice messages. First voice message.
What's going on, dude? You son of a bitch. Yes, no.
You can't stop it.
I just said that today.
End of message.
I got a big plan. Big idea, bro. Big idea.
Message erased. Next message.
We're still here. Enjoy it.
It's ODG, Occupy Dave and Giggles.
End of message. Next message.
Right, seriously, yeah. Guys, Fort.
You know we do a radio show, right?
I just want to say that we never claim to be a comedy show. We just entertain.
You son of a bitch. I'm freaking out. Freaking out. You look so good right now.
Give me a chant you want to lead.
Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles.
Really big.
Message erased.
We'll be right back. All right. Can you hear me over there, buddy?
It's a little bit staticky.
It's a little staticky? I know. I have different chords today, so we're going to have to play it by ear here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, try calling me back. I'm going to try a different chord. give me 30 seconds.
All right.
Talk to your...
All right. I'm going to hang up.
Because I sound good.
Yeah, you sound great.
I can't hear you very well.
Yeah, you sound great. Everybody sounds great. I'll hang up. I'll call you back in 30 seconds. All right. This is how we do. We are the Dave and Giggles Show. Giggles is in Colorado, which is why he's, the way he is, I guess you could say. Let's see. We have in studio, Aaron.
Hello.
Hey, what's happening, Aaron?
Not too much. It's been a beautiful day.
Yeah? What'd you do all day?
Oh, I was actually at Radio Free Brooklyn all day, shadowing different radio shows.
So you're in here, no windows really, kind of.
Oh, well, I get breaks to, breathe a little bit of fresh air before diving back in.
Yeah. So what were some highlights of the day so far?
Highlights of the day. I was on the Reciprocity show, which was being subbed in by Vijay for this week. But the guest that he had on, she brought in this turmeric tea drink.
Okay.
And we each got to have a sample, and it was really good. It tasted like sweet potato and carrots and then spice at the end.
Is this a drink that is good for you in a way that it rejuvenates your brain or something? What's the purpose of it?
The way that she described it was that it was healthy for your brain and your heart and all, maybe prevents Alzheimer's, but I think that research is maybe still up in the air.
Sure.
It was antioxidants and everything and just generally good for you. I don't know.
That's fun.
Yeah.
All right.
And I got a free sample.
You got a free sample. That sounds like a great time.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's always a good time with a free sample.
So you're an intern here.
Yes.
And you just started pretty much, right?
Essentially. Yeah.
So what made you come to Radio Free Brooklyn? You're just I just want to get on the radio.
Yeah, I've been looking for some kind of cool, fun stuff to do in the city. And I've really loved podcasting for a while, and I've been interested in starting to do that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So I heard of Radio Free Brooklyn, and I was like, oh, I want to go to there. I want to
be a part of it.
Yeah. I want to be where the people are. So I thought I would, give it a shot, learn something new.
That's very cool. And you're liking it so far?
Yeah.
Everybody's been nice to you? I don't have to yell at anybody?
No, I don't think any yelling is necessary. Everyone's very welcoming, which is cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And then you said that Rosie, our friend Rosie, was go hang out with Dave and Giggles, which is very sweet of you, Rosie, if you're listening. So she told you to come in and shadow us?
Yeah, she did. I reached out to her and she said, please go talk to Dave, shadow him. He's one of the funniest people I know. And so
you heard it here first. You heard it here first. What's happening over there?
I'm all right. I'm good.
Yeah, you're good?
You just don't sound good. I changed chords. I don't know if it's me.
It might be mine. I left my other my good chords at work. So I had to improvise with new chords, and that might be the issue, Sometimes you have to play by ear. I'm going to turn you up a little bit on the headphones so you can hear us a little bit better. Does that sound good for you?
Okay.
How's that? Is that a little bit better?
Yeah, it's a little better.
Yeah?
That's a lot better.
All right, there we go.
It's not as clear as I'd like it to be, but you know what? I'm going to push through.
You push through.
And I'm going to just say that this is your fault.
You say everything is my fault. I'm the one behind board every week.
It's true. Who's our guest? Sorry, who's our intern?
So Aaron's here.
Hello.
Aaron is here.
Aaron with an E?
Aaron with an E-R-Y-N, I believe.
E and a Y.
Well, that's different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I asked my parents why, and they're like, we thought it was cool.
But it sounds like a Celtic thing, like a Irish type of...
You would think so. I think both sides of my family are Russian in heritage. We're Jewish on both sides, so I think maybe there's Irish in there, but not any that I've been told about.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So the Aaron is just kind of like, oh, we thought it was cool.
Yeah. They were like, oh, this we thought it was cool.
That's
I'm
awesome.
Like, okay. That cool. I can be cool.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. So
I'll be as cool as you need.
Yeah. Exactly. So
welcome to the show, Aaron. Thanks for hanging out with Dave. A lot of times
someone has
this
to.
Is a really good time afterwards. So let's hope
Let's hope
Dave, Dave doesn't creep you out. And you guys are
it's
you guys
always
get along.
Possible.
We get to know a little bit about you.
Yeah.
Yeah, jury's still out, but thank you for exactly. letting me hang out too.
Yeah, you're more than welcome, and anybody's more than welcome to come and hang out. I mean, that's pretty much where we thrive the best, when people are actually here. And I don't have to just look
at
him. I
told a neighbor of mine who's a paramedic, we'll probably get him on the show, but he's been doing chopper training. So to be a paramedic, you know, helicopter paramedic.
Damn.
So he's
that's
been
like
doing this training, but it's about an hour and a half away. And he was talking to his wife. He's like, oh, yeah, I had to call her the other day just to stay awake because, you know, it's like 7 a.m, you know, and he's calling her just to stay awake, driving back, you know, an hour and a half away. And I was like, bro, listen, if you want to call me, we'll record it and we'll do a little radio show bit. I'll keep you, you know, that'll be the bit is keeping a paramedic up on his way, you know,
yeah,
on his drive home.
I think
you know, talking about some stories.
Yeah,
you know.
That's the best way to do it. I think I've told this story on the show before, but I'll tell it again for Aaron's sake.
Cool.
When I was young, my dad. Well, you'll also be. First of all, congratulations to Giggles for having his third little baby. We opened the show with little Isn't She Lovely just for her. Do we get a name yet or no?
Yeah. Yeah, Lucy Marie.
Lucy Marie. That's a nice name.
Oh,
yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's got a nice ring to it.
So he's a dad of three now. And is it time to get cut? Is it going to happen?
When I knew you, I had no kids.
No kids.
No kids.
No kids. Not a care in the world.
No. Nope.
Things were hopping and way better then.
Cheap rent. We were going out in Ridgewood.
Yeah.
Hanging out.
It was a good time. We had a great time then. But now he's got three kids.
I wish I could hear you better. I really wish I could hear you. This is... I feel like I'm not getting the full experience from you.
Ugh.
Here.
Yeah,
I'm starting to unplugging stuff. See what you can do.
I mean, I'm not going to start unplugging stuff in the middle of the show because that's when things go really, really wrong. And we're also getting like a weird feedback thing. I'm not sure where it's coming from. And it's really annoying. Hold on. I'm going to turn you down for a second. Oh, yeah, it's definitely you. All right. Things are weird today.
I hear whatever you're doing that...
Yeah, it's definitely the cords that
I'm
using.
It's one of the mics or something.
But, yeah. You know what?
Aaron, we've been doing this show for 8 years.
So long.
So I've been told.
Yeah.
Just hosting me. And I want to quit so bad because here I am taking my time out from my three kids, you know? That's all right.
You would rather take your time out from three kids.
Well, it's like a brain exercise. So, you know, just
exercise in frustration management. This frustrates me to no end.
I believe it.
I try to, you know.
I know.
Yeah.
It's always my fault. It's always my... Oh, there's just a weird freaking sound. Hold on. I'm going to see if I can fix this.
Is it a quarter-inch cord, an eighth-inch cord?
Yeah, it's an eighth-inch... Or, yeah, it's a quarter-inch cord. No, it's an eighth-inch cord. Hold on. I'm going to try something. I'll be right back.
Pushing through the market square, so many mothers sighing. News had just come over. We had 5 years left the sighing. News guy wept when he told us Earth was really dying. Cried so much that his face was wet. Then I knew he wasn't lying. I heard telephones, opera house, favorite melodies. So I'm toys and boys, electric irons and TVs. My brain hurt like a warehouse. It had no room to spare. Had to cram so many things to store.
Probably do have about 5 years left, right? Can you hear me?
We can't hear him now.
Hold on. That's why we just keep the music going, you know?
Yep.
Come in and back out.
I think she would have killed them.
This is
All right. We're back in. Can you hear me? Oh, shit. All right. I'm going to call you right back. It's always a good time.
Yeah.
You know? All right. Let's see here. Let's just play a little song. Come back.
Surprise, Monday and Tuesday only. Everyone gets free shipping online only.
One chord.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, one chord. It's always the bad chord that always comes back to haunt you. I just bought this chord too, which is probably why it is that. Monday and Tuesday only at Macy's. Come on. Really? We're going to play a Macy's commercial? All right, let's play a little song. We'll be right back. Yeah, now we sound great, right?
See? This is so much better.
I know it is.
It's 5:23.
And we're finally in.
A roller coaster of emotions.
And we're finally in. And now we're back. We are the Dave and Giggles Show. And here we are. Everything is great. How's your levels over there?
It's doing well.
All right. You
doing
were a little good, hot before. I was blowing your ears out. Everything was a mess. But now we're all right.
It gives me great pleasure to watch you just scramble in cords.
I know. Yeah, I had a lot of them.
Hold on.
Too.
It's just like cords just everywhere.
I know. Such a mess.
But see, this is what I wait all week for.
I know.
It's a clear audio feed from you.
I know.
To you to connect.
to connect. You know? All right. I want to know.
A little power nap before.
You're taking power naps? You got babies now. You have like so many kids. Sleep.
The in-laws came over.
Yeah.
Leo was with my mom. Sam was taking a nap, and then the baby was with the in-laws. And so I was like, shoot, I'm going to take a little 30-minute nap.
Power
so
nap.
Power nap, dude. And then I was like, had a cup of coffee, jammed up, ready to go.
And here we
are.
And
then I'm getting static from
here. And then we got 20 minutes of staticky, dead air,
but this
weirdness.
This is a learning lesson for Aaron. Aaron, every intern or every person that comes here for our show is going to be like, man, such a learning experience. These guys are really humble.
Really.
But a couple of idiots.
Couple of dummies, really. That's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah,
on-air radio checks.
Yeah, on-air radio checks. We have a lot of our meetings on air too, so you'll find that happens a lot. So I want to hear did you have the baby at 2:30 in the morning?
3:45 a.m. Colorado time.
So, how'd it go down? Give me the rundown. I want to hear how it went down.
All right. So first things first, kids were at the in-laws because basically today, you know, the day that it was happening was we felt like it was the day.
Yeah,
you know, we're like, all right, we're gonna put the kids at the in-laws. She started having contractions over the night, and so like when she woke up, and I had a gig that I was gonna help out with for a buddy, and you know, I told him, you know, in the morning I was like, hey, I can't make it. Wife's been having contractions all night, and it was he's like, cool, you're cool, you know, I got another guy backing up. And so anyways, we throw the kids at the in-laws, and she's late, you know, kind of like, you know, laboring all day, and then around 11 p.m. it gets bad where she's like, you know,
contractions
it's
are getting
so
closer.
Painful. Like seeing somebody you love in like just writhing in pain just is terrible. But you can't. And sometimes, you know, I'd help her press on her back and she's like, no, don't do that. That's not helping. You know,
she get like, mad at you. Don't touch me.
Don't touch me.
Well, also as a guy, you want to help, you know, like your natural instinct is like, I'm going to make you feel better. And there's just nothing you can do. There's just nothing. She's going to be in pain. She has to deal with the pain to make this kid happen. That's all there is to it.
Yeah. So we go to the hospital around 11:30. She calls the I call the midwife, you know, we hired a birth photographer, which is pretty cool.
That's pretty
which,
cool.
Which was a little weird. Because, I mean, it was great because I think she got some great pictures. She sent us a few samples.
Did you get a woman on purpose? Like, don't bring a man into this situation.
Well,
that'd
I don't
be
think there's
weird.
A lot of like male birth photographers.
Probably
there might be a few, but I think it's a woman's job.
Just like probably a lot of midwives are called midwives. I mean, is there any mid husbands? Is that a thing?
I think the male version is just called midwives.
A midwife.
But it's male.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like actors are actors regardless of their gender at this point. Like,
that's
not
true.
Actors and actors.
Just an actor.
Yeah.
Just actors. That totally makes sense. But I just feel like the natural, like, instinct for a woman to care is probably such a more calming experience than a male being there and you're just like, get away from me, just like you would with Giggles here. Just like, don't touch me. All right, so go on.
So we meet the birth photographer there at the hospital, which is great because, like, you know, but it made me, it was, I don't want to say a little weird, but I was like having someone there that's like, you know, she wasn't constantly taking pictures. She definitely like hung out for a few hours, like without taking any pictures, just to kind of like get the vibe of the room and let, you know, Julie do her thing and kind of like, you know, this is intense.
Yeah.
I don't know. Personally, I've never birthed a baby. I can just imagine it from a woman's perspective.
You've seen three, though, now. You've seen three. So you know the agony going into it.
Yeah. And so, anyways, like, things start, like, really moving around, 2-3 o'clock in the morning. And I got to catch the baby, you know? So, like, I caught the baby, which is really, really cool.
Was that nerve-wracking?
Yeah, because I was like, oh, God, like, what if I just drop this kid, you know?
They're slippery. And, slippery as shit when they come out.
But, you know, I got to hand it to, like, well, I got to hand it to my wife, first of all, but I also got to hand it to, like, the nurses.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when you see people that are just really good at their job and really, you know, caring, and they don't, I mean, we might have met them once, and some of the nurses we've never seen before, but yet they kind of still have this, like, special sort of bond with you because they're there, you know?
Yeah.
And they're there to make sure, you know... yeah. my wife is comfortable. Yeah. You know,
I find it and like, so, it's like if you go through a traumatic thing with someone and on the other side of it, you just feel so much more connected with that person.
Yeah.
Like I've got stuck in an elevator with someone before, nothing like birth, but at the end of it, we had a special bond.
Yeah. Yeah. And it made me think, you know, like watching a woman give birth three times now, and like also just sort of my whole year, I talked about, you know, the perspective, you know, seeing how other people feel and just kind of like taking that into consideration before I form my opinions. I think no man should ever write any law about women's health.
This is true.
I don't consider myself a feminist. I don't know where I fall on the scale of like, you know, just stuff. But like, you know, I'm like, man, I would never want to tell a woman what to do with their body.
It's true.
You know, ever.
I think that there's two types of men. There's men like you that say, after seeing that, I don't think that any man should have any say in anything woman related in that field. And then there's the other perspective, the other guy who's like, I've seen it. And you know, like, I think I should have full say because, you know, like, this is my kid, too, or something along those lines, which is just absolutely absurd.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's gotta thumbs down to that.
Ask the female in the audience here, like what she thinks. But it's one of those things where, like, I don't think women write the rules nowadays, you know, with health laws.
We're in a bad spot.
You see this health law or something, you're like,
yeah. Well, I mean, you look at all the things that are happening currently in this horrible times, but like all these debates and all of the circles of men that are talking about women's health, there's barely ever a woman in it. And if they are, usually they're like some God loving who like will side with like the Republicans of being like abortion is terrible and all this stuff. So it's like the representation of it is just so bad. It's just so horrible.
Yeah, it's definitely a little bit of a case where it seems like most of these conversations are brought up by people of, you know, opposite gender. If I'm having political discussions about like laws, it's usually someone else. In which case, like me and the other woman in the room will look at each other and just kind of like raise eyebrows.
Great.
Either that or it's us talking amongst each other saying like, oh, I don't know, like, do I need to like get a more permanent, you know, birth control option here before
I know, right?
Yeah.
Before we all go straight, what's the show on Hulu?
Handmaid's Tale.
Before we go full Handmaid's Tale.
I haven't seen any of that, but I feel like I'd have nightmares if I watched that show.
It is pretty rough. Because, I have a couple friends who are gay and they're like, I cannot watch it.
No.
I just like literally can't watch it. I watched the first season. I haven't watched any of the second season. And like the first season was scary enough. It was like a horrible foretelling of a deep, dark future where Mike Pence won. That's really what it is.
I can see that.
You could read the book. The book isn't like, it's terrifying, but it's, right. I mean, you can.
It was also written in the 80s.
Away from it.
So it was like, kind of like, had a different meaning then as it did. I mean, I guess it didn't because you had still the same issues as we do now and all that stuff. We're never going to get past these issues. This is what I don't understand. Why can't we get past these issues?
We got to fight.
You gotta fight.
You gotta do something. You gotta give something of yourself to help the other cause.
Yeah, and you gotta say stuff when you hear.
You know, like me, I'm gonna donate my time and talents to people that are fighting the good fight. You know, that's making videos for people or, you know, doing what I can do.
Well, Giggles was gonna run for mayor for like a couple days.
Really?
And then he decided not to. Oh, we got a caller. I don't know if you're gonna be able to hear him. Hello?
Hi, Dave. I miss you.
Hey, Rosie. What's happening?
Nothing much. I thought I'd interrupt Aaron's shadowing to say hi.
No, you. There's no interruption. There's always love for Rosie. What's going on?
Oh, I miss you. I heard you just talking about abortion. Cause, you know, ever since I shadowed your show, I've been listening to it.
That's lovely. That's lovely. You know, you're always welcome to come in here, Rosie. You're always welcome.
And I'm going to come in there, but I also want to say the wonderful thing about Dave is I always say he is wise in disguise. You never know that he was wise until he starts talking.
So basically, Rosie, you're saying that I look like an idiot, but then when I talk, I'm not so much an idiot.
That's a compliment.
It is.
Because you got to think about it. People who look like you are saying such stupid shit.
This is true. And I usually do say a lot of stupid shit, but, you know, every once in a while I'll throw out something, I guess, that is...
Ask Rosie's opinion. Let's not beat it around the bush. What is she calling for? Come on. Does she have a question?
What
are you guys doing?
You
guys are stroking each other. Come on, let's...
And I'll never stop someone when they're complimenting me. That's really what it all boils down to.
You know what we should do? We should dedicate a whole show to complimenting you. Oh, that sounds great. It should be like your birthday.
That sounds great. We'll do that in February. I love the idea of that. So, Rosie, what's happening? What's been shaking?
Nothing much. You know, like everybody else, just trying to survive despite all this intense negativity, you know? And of course, like, I've been thinking about the whole, like, abortion issue and women's reproductive rights. And you know what I can't understand? If I were a man, I'd be like, hell yeah, abortion. And can we improve birth control? Like, why don't we just make every woman sterile?
So you'd go even further. And be like,
I mean, who wants an unwanted baby? Come on.
This is true. It is true. I just don't
unwanted
understand
children.
It.
Yeah. Unwanted children.
You have them.
I mean, no, unwanted children.
Oh, unwanted children
become horrible people. And we all know people whose parents didn't want them, and they're just the most horrible people.
Very strong opinions.
Wow.
You have kids.
True. If your mom doesn't want you, how are you ever going to be like a?
Well, I mean, there's.
Well, what about adoption?
There is adoption, and then.
That somebody wanted you.
That's true, but I mean, you know, there's always going to be that kind of like. You know, a doubt in anyone's mind when they're having a kid. Giggles has three, but I mean, like when you see them, you're like, all right, I could love them. I guess I could love them. And then if you don't, you give them up for adoption. Someone will love them. Like someone will always love this kid one way or another. You hope, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess there are situations where that's not the case. We just don't like looking at them. Sorry.
Yeah.
So this is, you know, here's my perspective talk here. Like, so I'm looking into getting a vasectomy. Like, I'm done. Three kids, I'm done.
Thank God.
But, like, if I had anybody tell me what I could do with my urethra, I'd be like, no, that's none of your business. If I want to go, you know, get my,
but that's the thing with
men.
That's the thing with men. They're like straight smacking the table being like, you can't tell me what to do with my penis, but I could tell you what to do with your vagina. That's basically what men want to do, which is so batshit crazy. I mean, am I wrong, Rosie? Am I wrong?
No, you are totally right. And I want to point out a very religious argument. Like, whenever I hear arguments where people talk about the religious, moral aspect of, like, is abortion wrong? I tell them, listen, it even says in the Bible, God gave you free choice and free will. You could do something wrong or you could do something right, but it doesn't stop you from doing something wrong or doing something right. It's all kind of up to you. And if God says you are free to do something wrong or do something right, you just got to pay for the consequences of it, then I don't see why we can't follow the same idea.
It's okay
if you think abortion is wrong. That's fine. There's all this argument about where does life begin. I mean, I don't know. And I don't think anyone really knows. But I'll be honest. Like, you're free to believe that anyone who gets an abortion is doing something wrong. And you're free not to get an abortion. But you really don't have the right to push your morals. It's not.
Right.
We have a clear separation of church and state.
Right.
Or not even, we shouldn't even use the word church. Clear separation of religion and faith.
I mean, that's what this whole country was founded on, I thought.
Well, we try for it. I don't think we have it.
Yeah, but
it's a false thing to say we actually have it. Cause
right.
It's really interesting that we
founded this whole country on the, you know, like the freedom of religion, but they were also Puritans. So they were also very religious in their own sense. They just wanted to be able to, you know, go about their own religion and not be hassled. But then they can hassle all they want about everyone else. So that's really what we were founded on. So we've got really haven't gone anywhere in the past. What? How many years have we been around? A couple hundred, I guess.
Yeah.
So we haven't really gone anywhere.
I just don't know why we keep talking about the same moral issues and we just can't let other people make their own decisions.
Yeah, there's definitely a difference between, like, you know, having an opinion that differs from someone else's and also forcing your opinion on someone else.
Exactly. And the sad thing is Roe versus Wade is, like, so on the chopping block. And that is so goddamn frightening.
Yeah.
It's just maddening that, like, so that passed in 1973. So if you're telling me that we're going to roll that back, we were more progressive in 1973 than we are in 2018, that is just maddening. It's just absolutely insanity to me. I just don't get it.
And you know what else, too, is even when it comes to reproductive rights, you know, women do not have access to proper information. Like, for example, like my form of when I first started college, the college required every incoming freshman female to come to the college's health clinic and to get a screening from the GYN and to have a talk about birth control and sexual activity and STDs and whatever. And they gave every girl, basically, you could have free birth control as long as you're a student here. And I tried birth control and it made me sick and I didn't want to take it. And basically, their attitude, what I was told was, okay, you can't take birth control, then your other choice is a condom. And then there's a whole negotiating process when you have a condom because somebody else is involved suddenly. Because you got to put that condom on a penis. It's not about you anymore.
This is true.
And nobody ever told me about, for example, the IUDs. I mean, they've been around forever. Nobody ever talked about those. And nobody ever talked about other forms of, like, for example, there's a morning after pill. Like, if you have unprotected sex, you're like, oh, shit, I got drunk last night and had sex with somebody. What do? You can go get a morning after pill. But that's only available in a handful of states, and nobody ever talks about these things.
This is
so
true.
There's so many options. There's even more options than we know about.
It's the suppression of that kind of the Republican mentality. I mean, they just won that, which is absolutely maddening to me. They just won that. So there's a whole bunch of pregnancy places in California, I believe, all across America. But in California, that's where the case was. And they promote you not to get an abortion. And they're pretty much like these conservative places that
they call them health centers.
Health centers mask themselves as being like Planned Parenthood, but in the right kind of way. Right meaning not right-minded, but right conservatively. And they just went to court and won, saying that they don't have to put up any information for any of the stuff that you're talking about. So they don't have to do that anymore. And they were, you know, they had to do it for a while. But now that we've gone into this really conservative Trump era, they have to say less than they did before, which is just absolutely crazy. I am so maddened by this whole.
You know what we should do? We know we need to do. We have Deb, who's a sex therapist, and we have Rosie, who's definitely well informed on the subject.
Sure.
We should do some sex education videos.
All right.
I've been saying this for
videos?
A while. This is,
we could do a show.
We have no business doing it.
No. No.
But if we get Rosie and Deb, we'll add a little comedic spin to it.
There it is.
Love us.
The kids will love us. All those college kids just wondering about, exactly.
Telling them about options, you know?
Exactly.
You'll have me with my three kids. I can talk about birth control.
You've got a lot of kids. Rosie's got two, I think. Right, Rosie? You got two?
Yeah, I have two boys. They asked me what a condom was the other day.
Oh, how'd that go?
I told them I would tell them later.
That's fair enough.
They're 7 and 8. I mean, I was trying to tell them, but I was at the doctor's office, and there were people watching me.
Who's judging you?
Well, no, I go to a place that is very welcoming, and so you'll see transgender people coming into the doctor's office. So I'm not embarrassed. I don't want to have a personal conversation.
Sure.
It's
a lot. It's a lot. It's like a life lesson in the front. And you have an audience now.
Yeah. It becomes a performance at some point. It's like, oh, what is a condom for?
I'd pay for that admission just to go see Rosie tell a couple of kids what a condom is. It sounds like entertainment to me.
I would say to them, I'd pull it out and I'd say, you put this on your penis when you first get your wet dreams. So you're going to need this if you want to get with a girl or a guy.
Whatever you want to do. Whatever you want to do. Just wear one of these.
You need to use this. I'm going to have a bowl full of condoms in my house, and I'm going to stuff them in my kids' pockets every time.
Every time they leave the house? Just here, take this. Take a handful of condoms just in case you need a handful of condoms.
And if they come back unused, you're in trouble.
7 and 8.
Oh, jeez. Way too young.
Way too young. Yeah, too young to know about what condoms are yet. Give them a couple of years.
No, but really quick about the abortion clinics. The abortion clinics in this country are very vulnerable. There's one state, I can't remember which one, it's one of those flyover states, and it has one abortion clinic in the entire state.
Right.
Wow. And when I was in college, I used to volunteer at an abortion clinic, and they used to have to hide the fact that they were giving abortion. It was called the Women's Health Clinic, and it was in Atlanta, Georgia, where I did my undergraduate work. Mm-hmm. And I And they had to keep it secret because there was so much violence against people who volunteer, doctors or nurses who worked in abortion clinics.
Oh, yeah, tons.
And it's
tons.
Not like these people push an abortion. People who come in for an abortion, they're like, they have really thought this through. This is not just an easy toss-off decision to make. And so they're harassing these women. They're in a lot of
cases, terrible.
There's physical violence involved.
Yeah.
And so
I mean, there's groups of people who will walk in, doctors will walk in, patients will past all these picketing people who are just there just to make things miserable for them. And they're already going through a miserable time. Like, it's not an easy choice. Like you said, it's not an easy choice to make. But, you know, they're making a life choice and they feel good about it. So they're going to do it. It's just
I see them sometimes and I'm like, oh, what are people what are people? Oh, what's everybody hanging out for? And then I'm like, oh, they're picketing. Yeah.
You got to go. You should go over there and be like and just kind of like protest back, which they say not to do with because that's where the riots start.
No, because that's just a waste of time. You're going to go up to them and say, what are you doing?
Yeah.
It's like a Saturday. You know, you got stuff. Yeah. Can't you like mow your lawn or. You know, put some tomatoes in some pots or something.
Watch some TV.
By the way, my tomatoes are banging. My father-in-law grew some tomato plants from seeds, and they're like over 5 feet tall right
Damn.
Now.
Damn. Take some pictures. Send them to me. I want to see your tomato plants. And the baby. Yeah. I want to see the baby. I haven't really seen anything but like a really far off distance.
You don't deserve to see pictures of my baby. You haven't come out to visit me, Dave.
I'll come out. I was actually
talking. You haven't got out to visit
No, I haven't. I haven't yet.
That is wrong.
I know it is. And it's Colorado, which is one of the greatest places ever.
You're afraid you're going to go too deep.
I know.
You're afraid you're going to come out and just be like, all right.
I'm afraid that I'm going to end up living in your basement, and that's just going to be the end of it.
You could. Yeah, I got a ton of space down here.
From the basement.
I have a really nice basement.
Wouldn't be the first time. It would be Dave and Giggles from the basement. Live from the basement. All right, Rosie. Rosie, did you have... The roller derby yesterday?
Oh my God, how'd you find out about that?
We talked about it like a month ago.
Oh yeah, you're right. I went to the roller derby doubleheader the other day. It was amazing.
Yeah.
And I spent like several hours with all these women who do who are in this roller derby league, Gotham Girls. And the MVP of their all-star team is transgender too. And it's like this amazing, very supportive league. And they even have, so I go to the game, and so they have all these signs that say you sit trackside at your own risk, because people are always like
I believe
flying
that.
Out mm-hmm. the track, and people are fighting. And then in amidst all of this, there is this huge craft table with kids all making signs.
What?
It's kind of cool.
But they don't get hit.
That's adorable.
They don't get hit by all these people.
Craft table's a little far away.
All right, that's good. Well, I got to ask about, so... If there's transgendered people in it, how do they all get along as far as like, because if they're transgendered, there's like is there a size difference? Is that like an advantage for them?
You know what? That's what, one of my friends who was with me said like that girl has an advantage. But the thing is that I look at her and I think she doesn't have an advantage because she's really not that much. There are girls that are bigger than her out there and who are tackling her. So she's not like a huge person. There are girls way bigger than her and way taller than her and way more muscular than her that are out there.
So there
when
it is.
When I see her.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah, there's no, but like the only way I would ever be able to tell that she was maybe not originally a woman is like in her face. It just looks like a little bit manly.
Right.
But other than that, like her body, I don't think you'd know.
Right.
And as I said, she's not bigger than the average girl or more muscular than the average girl that's playing in that league. You know, it's not like all of a sudden you threw like,
Hey, Leo, we got a little munchkin on the show, and he's got his big old earphones on, and he just became a big brother for the second time. Let's welcome to the show, Leo. Leo.
Hi, Leo.
Hello.
There he is.
Hello.
You a big brother again?
I'm a big brother.
Yeah, you are. How does it feel? Did you get to hold the baby yet?
Yep.
How does it feel? Is it a new baby? Does it have a new baby smell?
Yes.
That's good. All right, what'd you say to the baby? Anything special? Big brother information that needs...
I read her a book.
Oh, that's actually good big brother etiquette.
Yeah, which book?
What book?
Welcome, little one.
Well, that's a good book to read to a brand new baby.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah, good choice.
He's wearing a Stormtrooper shirt. He looks good. He's got his headphones, Stormtrooper shirt, his little brother
baby.
Behind him. Yeah, and he got a new baby, which is always great.
We got a new baby boy.
No, it's a girl.
We got a baby girl.
There you go.
It doesn't matter these days.
No, it doesn't. No. It doesn't. Let's not put a label on it, Leo. Let's not put a label. And you got Sam behind him.
See it.
Rosie, so... Let's get together soon and talk about our show that we're going to do together.
Definitely. And good luck, Aaron.
Thanks, Rosie. It's good to actually hear your voice.
Yes. And I'm going to turn those kids down. They're just yelling and screaming. I want to thank you for all the kind words. That was very sweet of you, Rosie.
Oh, come on. You know they're the truth.
That's true. That's true. All right, well, I'll talk to you later. We'll catch up soon, and we'll plan our collaborative show.
Definitely.
Cool.
Bye.
All right, later. Too many kids. Too many kids just yelling and screaming.
It's
so
a party.
It's a party show. It's a baby party show.
Oh, yes. New name.
So one thing I did want to talk about with you on was, so when I get someone in, I like to just check out to see what they're into, you know?
Cool.
So I went on Facebook, checked you out, and it looks like you're into fencing.
Yes.
Tell me about fencing.
Oh, wow. There's so much to tell. It's a lot of fun. It's basically like a chess game, except with swords.
I mean, that's a great chess game.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. The funniest part is that I found fencing because I was at a fine arts camp.
Okay.
And I
like college or pre-college?
Pre-college. This was in high school.
Okay.
I found it in high school, and I did the fine arts thing, and I did this one class, and I was like, oh, this seems easy to do. It's just, you know, you go back and forth in a line, and you kind of poke someone with a sword every once in a while. It's fine.
Yeah.
And then I started doing it as a sport, and I realized that it's actually extremely hard.
I bet.
And there are three different types. There's saber, which you're holding like a pirate sword. And it's like the people when they fence, it's so fast that you can't see what's happening. There's épée, which your sword has like a bowl handle, and then like a button on the end of it, and it's a lot slower, a lot chess game.
That's the one where like you're hooked up, and like if you hit the person, it'll beep, right?
That's all of them.
That's all of them.
Yeah, I mean, there's different target areas. So like with saber, it's just torso up. With épée, it's anywhere. Like, you can stab someone
like
in the toe.
Foot?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That was one of my favorites,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, because they get so mad.
Got me in the toe.
I was like, ah. And then foil is, like, a weird combination of the two.
Cool.
But
so
yeah,
how long you've been doing fencing ever since?
Is Aaron a fencer?
She's a fencer.
I'm a fencer. Yeah. Yeah. It's been a little harder to find fencing in New York.
I bet.
Yeah.
You need a lot of room, right?
Yeah, you need a lot of room. Most of the fencing is for like high school and college kids because like there's
so
more
just
competitive teams.
Wipe the floor with them, basically, you're saying.
Well, some of them have been like fencing since they were like 10. I started when I was 16, so I was a little slow to it. But it's just so much fun. Even when someone is better than I am, like when they like do a, like a really cool move where they like swerve
Dave
around you
in a fencing match.
Do you want to have a fencing duel? Do you want to just see how this works out?
Yeah.
So we'll get Aaron to supervise, and we'll get all hooked up. We'll get all those beeps and bops going, and we'll do a fencing.
Where's the closest place you can fence?
Yeah, where's the closest place you can fence?
Oh, God. I'm actually still trying to figure this out. I know that there's a club in like closer to Coney Island that you can go. And I'm sure
everything down in Coney
Island.
I'm
sure there, like NYU has a team and maybe like some sort of local community
Have you ever gone competitively?
Yeah, in college I fenced competitively. I did like it was like intramural like college like Division III fencing or whatever, and like me and my team actually got second place.
Wow! Yeah. Congratulations! Right.
Thank you. It was.
Did you get
great.
A trophy? Did you get like a little trophy, fencing trophy?
Yeah, we got a little trophy.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, we were all really happy. It was tough. There were surprisingly because you're fencing so much and it's like really really intense. there are often a lot of tears afterwards.
Really?
Yeah, from like anyone, but like you get winners a lot of angry losers. a lot of angry people and a lot of tears.
Yeah.
Because you're fighting for
weird.
Yeah. Very and it's strange. It's such a head game too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's wild. That's yeah, that it is like chess.
Yeah.
I got second place in Guts when I was in eighth grade.
In Guts?
Nickelodeon Guts. Oh yeah. I was second place.
Oh,
I thought
okay.
you came in last place.
No, I almost second came to in last? Last place. It was close. It was this guy, Jason the Hammerhead Bench, me, and then Brandy Victory Varys.
Brandy Victory. Who came in first?
Jason the Hammerhead Bench.
And what was your name?
Up. I was trying to look him up on Facebook and be like, hey, I was Mike Free For All Bradley.
Free For All. Where did you come up with the name Free For All?
I don't know. It sounded good.
I mean, if I remember this correctly, it was like, because he grew up in Florida, and okay. his mom was a stellar mom who like let him do a lot
still
of different
is.
Things. And she would drive him down to like Orlando, right? To like do it.
Yeah,
and it was hours
away.
Away.
She would drive me to Orlando to go audition for Guts, you know, and not, the audition was great. It was like, you know, American Gladiators for kids. You get to jump off something, and then they did a swimming test and all this other stuff. It was really cool. But yeah, luckily I got second place and did not lose, because that'd have been terrible. If I'd have gotten third place, you know, in Guts.
Yeah.
In Guts. Bad. I there is video somewhere, isn't there?
Oh, I have it.
Yeah.
I'll show it to you.
Yeah. And then there, if I remember correctly,
kind of
there was
my
like
voice changed. It was like kind of that like mid, you know, post pubescent. Oh God, I don't even think I had pubes yet. I was like seventh grade, between seventh and eighth grade.
That's good.
Sorry, yeah. That might have been too much information.
That was a little. It was for me. I'm not for Aaron. Aaron was cool with it. For me, it was a little too much. They did bring back Double Dare. Did you get to see Double Dare yet?
I saw that.
I watched a little bit of it, and it was like,
it's not the same.
It's not the same. It's not the same. Mark Summers is there, but he's kind of like the sidekick. And their games
they
are just
to bring
soft.
Back American Gladiators, man. That show is
that would
the best.
Be good.
Like laser and ice. You
they're
know?
Probably
the,
all like
the guns that you could shoot the. Yeah. Oh, they're probably all like
yeah. They're probably that not doing down. Very well. You know, they're probably old. They probably did a lot of steroids back in the day, so they're probably not doing too great.
That'd be a great. Where are they now?
Yeah.
Yeah, we American should. You know, what we should do. We should try where to get one on the show. I'm gonna make that a mission. Try to get someone on the show. That'd be great. I would love to get
see
someone on the show.
Do.
Yeah, I'd listen to that.
Yeah, I would listen to that too.
That's what you need, Dave.
Yeah.
Producing.
Yeah. Did you say we got a couple of minutes left? I also want to thank Aaron for coming in. Thank you.
And again, thanks.
You're
to see
you're
guys too.
Honestly welcome to hang out. The show will go smoother next time. You're welcome to hang out anytime you want to come in.
Thanks.
I will treat show you whatever you need to know. I want you to try to like push towards your own show.
Yeah.
And I'll help you out any way I can.
Cool.
We'll come up with ideas and all that stuff. But I feel
awesome.
Like you got a good voice for it. And you want to do it like
she's
we don't have.
She's got a good
we don't got good
voice
voices
for radio.
For it. Yeah. Got a good voice
I'll
for
take
radio.
It. Yeah. Thank you.
did anybody see the video of the two people on the bus opening and closing the window?
No.
Oh, Jesus. Yes.
Is that real? Is.
I think it's real. I'm not quite sure. Let's see if I can find it to show Aaron. I really, the funny thing is, I've been showing it to a bunch of people, and all the men have been on the men's side, and all the women have been on the woman's side. Here, come over here.
Okay, yeah, I'm coming.
And
are
basically,
you playing a video?
Yeah, I'm
going to
play a video
show?
On the radio show. We
come
got
on,
3 minutes left. I
you
want
know
to,
better than
you've
this.
Seen this video. She has not. So I'm going to show her the video. If you want to go,
you're
just go online and take a look at it. It's these couple in Russia, this woman and this guy, and the woman keeps shutting the window and the guy keeps opening the window. And like, who is wrong here?
I don't know. I thought everything now I'm just like, they got to be friends and they're doing something.
You think this
like,
is a
people want to watch videos where people are kind of like, oh, who's in the room?
Battling.
What's the story?
Yeah. But this goes on for 4 minutes.
Four minutes? Really?
They never turn to each other and say anything. They just
they
keep
just
this
keep
up.
Doing. That is incredibly passive aggressive. But I mean, it's like it's in front of her, though. It's kind of her window. I mean, it's not the same as on an airplane.
It's
but
tough to say because it's really high. Basically, this is the debate that I really am interested in.
Yeah.
In 2 minutes. Great. But it's really high. So essentially, all the wind is going towards him. And it will not necessarily hitting her.
but hard to know.
It's hard. It's just like, why won't like someone just stop or just give up? They do this for 4 minutes, and why doesn't somebody just move?
Sometimes you just
watched it for 4 minutes.
I've watched it for 4 minutes. Yeah, 4 minutes of my life.
Sometimes you just pick a hill and you don't even realize you're standing on it until you're there. Yeah. And this time it was a window.
Yeah. It's very funny. It's hypnotizing, really. The whole video. You should watch it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I will. I'll watch the whole thing.
Yeah. All right, we got a minute and a half left. What's going on? What's the deal with the baby? What do you got? What do you got coming up?
We got a pediatrician appointment tomorrow.
How much did the baby weigh?
8 pounds, 10 ounces.
Ooh, big baby.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big kid. Feeding well.
Good.
Keeping well. I got to say, my first time, how much time I got? A minute?
Yeah, a minute.
Yeah, first time changing a female diaper. That was a interesting experience. Oh, I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, God, what do I down, up, you know? Like you're,
yeah.
And it's everywhere. And I'm like, oh, shit. This is terrible.
It sounds really terrible.
I'm familiar with my, you know, with my anatomy and the male anatomy of
you figure diapers. you're 38 you have, like, years old, you should know the female anatomy by now relatively well.
Yeah, but I've never changed a female
that's
diaper.
True. It is true. You
know?
Yeah,
never wiped a female butt. You know.
Yeah. Well, now you're gonna have to do a lot of that.
New experiences every day.
Yeah. We got Michael up next. Collision Course. Hey, buddy.
Hello.
Are you, how many shows you got left?
Three left. Yeah.
Wow. All right. When we get close to that last one, coming a little early, we'll sit down, we'll talk it all out.
All right.
Yeah. Three in. We got 5 seconds left. Dave and Giggles, Radio Free Brooklyn. We're out.
Good show.